Today is the first official celebration of Juneteenth as a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Although President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1862, it took another 2.5 years until the U.S. government could enforce the order in Texas. And while President Biden only signed the bill making this a federal holiday yesterday, Texas has celebrated Juneteenth every year since 1865. Byron E. Miller is Juneteenth Commissioner for the Fiesta celebration in San Antonio, where festivities are in full swing. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What was your reaction to Juneteenth being made an official federal holiday, all 50 states now joining you in the celebration?
Well, I was surprised. We've been working for so many years for that to occur. But, you know, when it happened, it just made me feel as though, really exuberant. Hmm. But with that exuberance, I know I have to temper it.
Why do you have to temper it?
Well, because, I mean, we've been asking for, in many ways, things that relate to justice. Hmm. And so we get a holiday, and we've been asking for reparations. Hmm. But we get a holiday. And there's something about the fact that the whole Senate unanimously supported and agreed with it. And I just think back, I'm a graduate of Morehouse College, Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia.
Historically black college, yeah.
Yeah, and I know what the fight was to get the Martin Luther King Day recognized as a federal holiday. And this came with the greatest of ease to a certain extent. And so I don't know if this is something that, you know, it's trying to be a distraction to all the things that are occurring or what, but it's interesting.
That said, tell us about how you're celebrating this year, because I understand last year's celebrations had to be canceled because of the pandemic.
Correct.
And this year it's happening at the same time as San Antonio's big annual Fiesta celebration. So what feels different about this year's commemoration?
Well, again, this festival that we're doing down here is a celebration of black culture, legacy, tradition, and influence. And so, as it is in every year, the 19th of June is a day that we reflect and acknowledge how far we have come and of our achievements. You know, you ask what's different. Well, one thing, we've been pretty much in quarantine and hibernation. And, you know, there are people out today, and it's a hot day in Texas. I want you to know, it's San Antonio. And people are standing in different lines, and we have to keep them hydrated because it's so hot, and they have not been out in the heat in a long time.
You say this is a celebration of black culture, and of course San Antonio is such a diverse city. What does the crowd look like?
Well, today it's a good crowd because this is our pre-Juneteenth, the 19th of June that we do. And so we have a big fish fry and music. In fact, you probably hear the music in the background. Mm-hmm. I'm in a room that's air conditioned, thank God, behind the stage for this interview. But you can still hear the music.
Well, on top of the music and the fish fry, can you give us a couple other highlights that you have planned for the weekend?
Well, you know, this weekend, again, we have arts type of attractions where the kids will do artwork and do something from a cultural perspective. We have the San Antonio Black Museum that's taking oral history and making sure they captured that. But we have other organizations that are coming out to give a lot of information. Because if you look at my website, one of the things I say is information is the key to freedom. And so this is somewhat an informational festival. Now, let me just say this, though. It's informational, but it's still a lot of music. It's still a lot of music.
Byron E. Miller is Juneteenth Commissioner for the Fiesta celebration in San Antonio, Texas. And we appreciate your talking with us on such a busy day. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you very much, Steve.